This is Heather Rutledge, Executive Director of ArtReach St. Croix, bringing you September art news for Voices in the Valley. Even though fall days will get shorter and leaves will start to turn, the St. Croix Valley art scene remains vibrant this month. September features more festivals and fairs than one could possibly imagine. Looking for a night of good books and great conversation? There's a mini festival for that. Sign up for Literature Lovers Night Out, presented by Valley Bookseller, featuring national and local authors, refreshments, and prizes. It's a fantastic event for date night, book clubs, or anyone seeking inspiration for their next riveting read. Seeking homegrown bluegrass in the great outdoors? There's a festival for that. Head to Washington County Bluegrass Festival for live music, great food, and fun for the whole family. Want to show your local pollinators how much you care? There's a festival for that. Buzz on over to the Pollination Festival at Kissing Birch Farm. Party with a purpose in support of butterflies, bees, and pollinator-friendly communities. Looking for an interactive art experience for the whole family? There is a festival for that. Check out the Marine Art Fair, an event of Take Me to the River. With more than 100 outstanding artists, a pop-up performance by the St. Croix Jazz Orchestra, and an instrument petting zoo, it's an event you won't want to miss. Want to explore the wide variety of pottery the Valley has to offer? There's a festival for that. River Valley Potters and Western Wisconsin Potters are hosting their fall tours as part of Take Me to the River. Discover great pots, great people, and the great outdoors of the St. Croix Valley. Can't get enough of the arts in September? Of course, there's a festival for that. Take Me to the River, the month-long festival of festivals, is a one-of-a-kind experience. Discover the region's art fairs, music festivals, and open studios at every bend in the river. As always, you can find out about these and other events on stcroixsplash.org, the St. Croix Valley's online event calendar. This has been Heather Rutledge bringing you the art news. Tune in to Voices in the Valley Saturday mornings at 10 on KLBB 1220 AM.
Episodes 1 through 8 of Hashtag Hush Podcast, supported by First State Bank and Trust, offering insurance, investments, and banking services established over 100 years ago. First State Bank and Trust is a community bank with local ownership and management committed to serving its customers. Online at fsbt.com.
And by Oak Meadows Senior Living, a not-for-profit senior living community in Oakdale committed to providing excellent care, engaging activities, and a strong community for our tenants. Oak Meadows offers independent living, assisted living, and memory care living options. More at oak-meadows.org.
Support also comes from Home to Sweet Home, working with seniors and their families to handle all the details of downsizing. We offer personal move management services from organizing, sorting and packing to moving, unpacking and resettling in your new home. More at hometosweethome.com.
Thanks to Kowalski's Market for their support of Hashtag Hush Podcast. Kowalski's Markets was created out of the Kowalski family's love and passion for delicious, healthy foods and inspired by families looking for a place where they love to shop. Recipes and other food tips can be found at kowalskis.com.
Hashtag Hush Podcast received funding from the St. Croix Valley Foundation and the Wisconsin Arts Board with funds from the state of Wisconsin.
Hashtag Hush Podcast supported in part by Bread Art, a family-owned from-scratch bakery that offers a variety of homemade breads, pastries, cakes, pies, and other baked goods. Located at 110 3rd Street North in Bayport, Minnesota, or online at breadart.biz.
Well, hold your paper zip high, forget all your worries. When trouble always can't die, they're the meat of the story.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. Today we air the first episode of a new podcast called Hush Junior, written and performed by middle school students. We also are releasing part one of the season one finale of Hashtag Hush Podcast, Make Your Move. Thanks to a grant from the St. Croix Valley Foundation and the Wisconsin Arts Board, with funds from the state of Wisconsin, students in grades 6 through 12 from throughout the St. Croix River Valley were able to come together at the Shire to write the scripts, compose the music, create live sound effects, and perform and record three podcasts, Hush, Hush Junior, and Shush, live at the Phipps Center for the Arts. And now let's warm up with a new tale from our first middle school podcast, Hush Junior.
Greetings and salutations, my friends. You may be curious of whom I am. Please excuse my joke, for I am Curiosity, a gatekeeper, and I will be your guide. Welcome to a time before Andromeda Cole and her friends. Welcome to a time before silence. Welcome to a time before the story you know as Hush. Welcome to Hush Junior. Perhaps you've made a shadow puppet before? You know, those bunnies and butterflies and other creatures you make on the wall with your hands and fingers? Well, if a certain type of child makes a shadow puppet, they have the ability to imbue the shadow with their own chaos energy and form a living entity. There are many of these shadow creatures that exist in the worlds in an infinite amount of shapes and sizes. They are quite dangerous, as you will soon learn. What a mystery to explore. Our story, my friends, begins after hours at Tri-Hills Middle School. Let me introduce you to Rain, the student that terrorizes the streets of our world. Or shall we say, sneaks into the school science lab long after dark, mixing vials of various concoctions, or sometimes even setting off mini explosions thanks to a Bunsen burner.
I might have to clean this up later. Maybe blowing up frog guts wasn't the best idea. I should leave before I get caught by the janitor. But first, my final experiment. Fried frog legs. Ah! Huh? What? Wait, that wasn't me. Are those strange sounds coming from the gym? Why is someone screaming? Who else is here this late? I don't want to get caught, but I better see what's happening.
You may have figured this out for yourself, but our dear Rain is most definitely not supposed to be in this science laboratory. School is closed for the night, but if that's the case, then why is someone screaming?
Why does the gym have to be so far away? Couldn't it be right across the hall so I wouldn't have to run? Ow!
Why isn't the door opening? Did Mr. Janitor leave something in front of the door?
Ow! 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 Ow!
Sorry to reappear so quickly, but I simply had to say, I do not recommend running down a hallway without looking to see whether or not there are doors that could fly open at any given moment. I also do not recommend opening the door into a hallway where someone could be running at any given moment. Of course, the situation is a bit unorthodox, and we can hardly expect our new friends to think about these possibilities at night when no one should be in a school. Speaking of, why is our new friend Max in the school so late at night?
What? Oh, there's a person?
Duh, that hurt. Why are you in the janitor's closet?
Did you hear that loud noise?
So why are you here?
Oh, I licked. All of the Orioles, yeah. Here, want one? They were in the janitor's closet.
What? The Oreos? What are you talking about?
I was hungry.
Don't you have food at home?
Yes, I definitely have food at the home. I definitely have. Oh, look, there's the gym. That was close.
Poor Max. He's not very good at keeping secrets, even ones that pertain to him living in the janitor's closet.
Hey, that's a cool necklace. I like the pendant. Is that silver? Let me see.
No! Shouldn't we be going to the gym?
Let's go. Let's go inside, but be careful. Who is that?
What is that?
A dragon?
A girl? Quick, we gotta help her.
Are you crazy?
Hey, I think she's unconscious. Oh no, what should we?
Hit the pause button. I thought it might be prudent to let you know that our newest friend, her name is Sage, is not simply an innocent bystander. The aforementioned dragon was created by her. But we'll get to that later. Let's start back up again. Roll the tape!
Look out!
Yikes! Watch out! The dragon knocked down the basketball hoop!
Max, stop looking at the dragon and run! He's practically on top of you! Whoa! What's happening with your pendant?
What's going on?
Is your necklace glowing? What's all that smoke? Vapor? Huh? Your necklace, the dragon's gone.
What? Cool. Look, the girl's waking up.
What happened?
Are you okay?
Yes, thank you.
There was a big scary dragon. It looked smoky, almost like a shadow. And this kid's necklace was glowing. Boy, details.
Big scary dragon. Necklace glows, dragon goes. Bye-bye.
Wow, that explains so much.
That doesn't explain anything.
Exactly.
Look, I don't know what happened. My necklace just glowed and... Hang on, it looks different than before.
What do you mean?
Ugh, my head hurts.
Are you talking about this weird pattern?
It's a darker color now. And yeah, the pattern. Looks like a dragon picture or something.
Who are you guys? Could someone help me up, please?
Oh, I'm Max. I lick the Oreos.
Okay. I'm Rain and I blow up the frogs.
I'm Sage and none of this makes any sense.
This is all very confusing for the kids. Unfortunately, that must mean it's also confusing for you, friends. Remember the context we established earlier about how the chaotic shadow creatures are created by shadow puppets? That's important. But once they have been created, they can be captured. They can be contained within certain necklaces.
Wait, Sage, why were you in the gym?
We were supposed to have a lock-in for my basketball team. I was making finger puppets while I waited for my teammates, and then I heard a loud noise, and that's the last thing I remember. Why are you here?
I was working on science homework.
Homework?
Fine. I was blowing up frogs.
Were they alive?
No, duh. What about you, Max? Why are you here?
You already know that. I licked the Oreos.
Again, that doesn't explain anything.
Whatever. Look, we should probably get out of here before we get into trouble.
Yeah, probably.
I believe that is where we'll leave these three for now. Let's turn our attention to elsewhere on this plane of existence. It's not far, really, only a few miles west of the school. We're going to visit a boy on his not-so-sweet 16th birthday.
Jay! Honey, come back!
Leave me alone, Mom!
Jay, let's talk about this. Everyone is waiting for you to melt the candles on your cake.
I don't care. So stupid, stupid cake, stupid birthday. I don't even want to be 16.
Jay, you knocked over the trash can.
What are you doing? Go back inside.
No, I want to stay out here. Anyway, Mom wouldn't want you outside by yourself.
It's cold. Take my jacket.
I know what would cheer you up. Look, it's a shadow puppet for turning 16.
Technically, I don't turn 16 for another hour.
Guess what it is? See, look, I'll give you a hint. My hands make the body and my fingers make the horns.
A llama?
No, it's a minotaur. Llamas don't even have horns. Look, he's dancing. He's gonna dance over and hug your shadow.
What a cute little brother. So many consequences for a seemingly innocent action.
Thanks.
Jay, why are you turning gray? Here, take back your coat. Jay, you're scaring me. Why are your clothes ripping? Ow, Jay, that hurt. What's happening? Why do you look so strange? Are your feet hooves?
What? I have a tail, horn, claws. This is freaky.
Jay, wait, don't run away. Come back.
Poor Jay has been through quite an ordeal thanks to his unwitting brother. I must admit, friends, that this is a completely unique situation that took years for me to understand. Even now, I find it difficult to explain. For the time being, let's leave it at this. Somehow, Tom's shadow puppet was brought to life within Jay's own shadow. Jay's shadow has been twisted and morphed, most likely for good, and this will leave rather nasty effects on him. We'll have to explore the consequences another time, my friends. Our time is running low. I do hope to see you soon. This will, of course, be continued.
We hope you enjoyed the premiere of our new middle school podcast. Future episodes of Hush Junior will air every other month on KLBB before being uploaded onto hashtag Hush Podcast as found on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. Up next, part one of the season finale of hashtag Hush Podcast. Here it is, episode 9, Make Your Move.
This way, Rachel Benzak, come on! The portal's over here.
Andy, you've been to two worlds. How do we get to the one we want?
I don't know.
Shocker.
We should have taken that binder with the map.
We'll get it tomorrow.
Well, there is a tomorrow.
Thanks for bringing a granola bar for the rest of us, Zach.
Shut up about food. We have bigger problems.
Which world is my sister in?
I don't know.
You have to know something.
Look, before we went to Tova...
The one with the dinosaur.
I thought Soto was the only other world. I've told you everything.
Then how are we going to figure this out?
You could try asking me.
Silence?
You heard him?
What? Where are you?
You won't see me.
Of course, that makes sense. Everyone can hear when you're in...
They are in the caves. If I choose to speak, that is.
Say something cool.
Gracie's being held captive in a land called Gaara.
How do we get there?
I am the gatekeeper. I allow certain people to pass through the portal, such as your friends. If you know where you're going, you'll get there.
And if you don't?
I control where you land.
So you threw Andy into a war zone.
She needed to be enlightened in order to stop the destruction of these worlds.
So help us.
We are at a crossroads. Gracie lies in Gaara and the box in Meridian. Each world has a box that, if destroyed, ends the world.
I don't understand.
The box is broken and chaos triumphs. Once the unique frequency for the box is found and played, the box will shatter like glass. Nothing of Gaara will be left. Nothing of the universe it resides in will exist.
I'm going to find my sister.
You can't.
Excuse me?
If the box is broken while you're in Gaara, you'll die.
Smart girl.
Andy's right. We have to focus on the box first.
Oh, I'm going for my sister. That's not even debatable.
I'm with Rachel. Gracie is more important.
It's not about what's more important. This is us being smart.
So we'll split up. We don't need you to save my sister.
It's stupid to split up. We don't know what we're up against.
Yeah, we don't need you.
Have you satisfied your human emotions yet?
We're wasting time. Rachel and Zach, go to Gaara. Ben and I will take Mary. I've got my switchblade. Do you all have your weapons? Ben?
Kopesh.
Zach?
Slingshot. And Rachel has a crossbow, but no arrows.
I can make this work, Zach. Andy, you don't need to tell me what to do. Let's just go already. Ben, if this doesn't go right, I'm blaming you.
Don't worry, I'll be blaming me too.
Come on!
Whoa!
Good luck!
It's time.
They've gone through the portal. Looks like it's just you and me.
Tread carefully, Andromeda.
Beam us up, Scotty.
Corporeals.
Rachel, are we here? Is this Gaara?
Mountain, village, trees, This is what you have to work with. This is your last chance to fix this. Now get out of my domain.
Don't worry, we're leaving.
Rachel, it's going to storm.
To the mountain, right. Come on, Zach.
We should wait for the thunder and lightning to stop.
No.
Go.
It's raining. Do you know how slippery the path is going to be?
Just hurry.
This is dangerous. It won't help Gracie if we are dead. Slow down, I can't see anything.
Neither can I. Just keep moving.
Rachel, it's hailing.
We're almost to the base of the mountain.
This hail is golf ball sized. Look, over there, at the trailhead, there's a hollow carved out of the rocks.
I don't see anything.
Wait for the lightning to flash. See how it lights up?
Even if there is, we can't stop.
Rachel, if the hail hits you, it can knock you out.
Fine, I see the opening. Get in here.
Actually, it's a bit tight.
Suck it in.
Ow! My ankle!
Zach!
A rock fell on my ankle.
Squeeze in closer. Here, I'll make room.
Oh, no. The rocks collapsed over the entrance. Rachel, are you hurt?
No, but I think we won't be getting out that way anytime soon.
I can see lightning flash at the crack. That's hopeful, right?
I guess.
At least they brought granola bars.
How many?
One.
Welcome, dear listener. We are about to enter Gayabi, a world dotted with glistening lakes, much like that of Minnesota 500 years ago, but with the addition of a towering mountain. Here, we meet two of Gayabi's young inhabitants, Mong, a boy with prophetic dreams and a penchant for trouble, and Ondeg, the girl apprenticed to the medicine woman. But that's enough talk. Mong is having an unusual dream.
Awaken.
Faster!
Mom!
Mom.
Huh?
What?
Gorgonzi, you have returned.
It was just a dream.
It is never just a bawabin. Tell me.
I was on the mountain. I found a box.
The one that went missing?
I think so.
With the white buffalo hide?
Yes. It looked like what the story spoke of.
We will speak more of this later. The sun is up. The women are already at the work in the gardens, and your friend Andy has already picked a basket of berries.
But my dream felt so real.
You are 13, Mong. It is time. There is more that can be said, but not now. Umbe, come.
Daughter Rachel. Excuse me, say, have you... Charlotte?
Hi, Miss Gerber, how are you?
Where's Rachel?
Oh, is she not here?
Rachel,
I'm
Charlotte.
Sorry, Mrs. Gerber.
You don't know where your best friend is?
No, not at all. That's the truth, I promise.
Charlotte, I need to know that my daughter is safe. I've already lost one, I can't...
They left the party. I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Hey,
Rachel, Andy,
Zach, and Ben, what else do you know?
I told you, I don't.
Charlotte, I have to find her.
These feelings set aside for you.
Marcel?
Vega? Vega, I can't hear you.
The interdimensional cell service in Gayabe sucks.
Vega, can you hear me now?
Yes.
What?
Yes! Yes, Marcel, you are louder and clearer than I would ever like you to be.
Who is that?
Gracie, shut up.
What do you need?
People from Edelin have come through during that last thunderstorm. Two of them hid in a crevice at the base of the mountain. Luckily, I pulled out a couple of rocks and caused a landslide. They're trapped, but there's likely two more.
Vega, please.
Vega, I haven't found the right frequency for the box
yet. Marcel!
I'm close. It's finally started to leave burn marks on the floor.
Well, that box should have been done yesterday, and I need you here.
Fine.
Vega.
I'm coming.
Good.
Vega?
I gotta go, Marcel. The kid's bugging me. Get over here. Fast.
Right. What's going on?
Gracie, I told you to be quiet. Marcel is coming, and he is not as forgiving as I am.
The box could be anywhere. We need to search quickly. This beach stretches a long way, and Mary looks huge.
Andy, wait.
What? Ben, what?
The box could be underwater or buried under the sand.
I know.
We have to get started. We just need a strategy.
We don't have time for this.
Don't give up. We can do this. I can be watching.
Stop smiling! There's no time to smile!
Andy, fine. Then I'll just look angry and depressed all the time, because that's how I feel.
Ben, look.
No, I don't want your pity. Please,
no.
Remain pissed
Ben,
at me.
Ben, look. There's a bungalow.
Smoke's coming out of the chimney.
Someone must be in there.
Where are you going?
Whoever
or whatever
started the fire might know something. Come on, it's close.
Doing?
I'm dead.
Bujou?
Why have you wandered off? Where are you going?
I'm watching the prairie chicken dance.
You should be preparing for the hunt.
Are you not supposed to be in the garden?
Does this have something to do with your bawajiguin?
No, I just like watching the prairie chicken dance.
Mong, if you're lying.
I am not lying, Ondeg. The dance is enjoyable.
Mong.
Would you come with me if it was about the bawajiguin?
So you're going to find the box?
Yes.
It sounds dangerous.
That's the fun part.
Somebody should accompany you.
Why not you?
Well, I am Medicine Woman's apprentice. It will be my duty to help you when you get injured. Where are we going?
Wajing, to the mountain!
This is a cute little bungalow.
The door's not locked.
Andy, someone could still be here.
Good, we need answers.
They could be dangerous.
So protect me with your kopesh, Sherlock.
It looks like the place is empty.
The box might be somewhere in the house. We should split up.
Look at these scorch marks.
Yes, scorch marks by a fire. Fascinating.
No, near the hearth. Look at the pattern. It's shaped like a square.
Or the bottom of a box.
Exactly.
Watson, you're brilliant. Someone left behind a bow.
Like to play the violin?
Silence says the boxes can only be destroyed by finding their frequency. Maybe a violin with a bow that I just found.
Lying next to the scorch
marks. Is how they're destroying the box.
Maybe when you come close to the frequency, the box starts to burn. Maybe that's how you know you're getting closer to destroying the box.
So whoever was just trying to destroy the box was here.
And they left?
Or they destroyed the box.
That would mean Gayabe.
No! No! No, that can't have happened. Right? Silence? Silence, can you hear me? He's not answering. Let's get back to the portal.
We need to go to Gayabe, if it still exists.
Hashtag Hush Podcast airs the first Saturday of every month on Voices in the Valley, heard on KLBB 1220. Next month, part two of Make Your Move. Find all the episodes of Hashtag Hush Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. Join us next week for Voices in the Valley as we air another middle school podcast called Shush. Detective Samantha Shovel's cat has a variety kitty show that's sure to entertain, despite the devious Alexander Axton's evil ways.